This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all go out to eat every now and then, right? But the fact is, almost no matter where you go, if you were to take a peek into the kitchen, chances are real good there'd be cans back there from Sysco Foods. Seafood, chicken, pork, baked goods, you name it. Sysco is the biggest food distributor in the country. As it happens, they've got a $3.5 billion bid in to buy a competitor, U.S. Foods, which the Federal Trade Commission filed suit this week to block. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has our story on Sysco's surprising reach.
Before we think about the merger, let's look at what Sysco does. It's a food distribution company that provides everything an average restaurant might need. Paper products, meat, vegetables. Ben Lawrence is a professor at Cornell's Hotel School. He says many restaurants opt for Sysco because it's just less of a hassle.
It's a decision that you have to make, whether or not you want to take that time to deal with two or three or four distributors, or you want to deal with one distributor that can actually provide you with everything you need.
So a lot of restaurants don't want to think about whether their canned tomatoes will arrive on time every time. But then again, if you're a fancy restaurant and you want vine-ripened heirloom tomatoes, you might find yourself looking for a gourmet distributor.
These chefs can be very snobby, and to them it's almost, you know, why would I do business with Sysco when my job is to get something very different? And Sysco's, you know, considered sort of the Chevrolet of the industry.
Andrew Wolf is a senior analyst with BB&T Capital Markets. A merged Sysco and U.S. Foods would dominate the so-called broadline food service distribution industry. That's the market for basics. But the FTC says this new company would control three-quarters of this broadline market. Sysco argues it would control one-quarter of the overall market. Debbie Feinstein, director of the Bureau of Competition at the FTC, says there's a reason you already see the two companies' trucks everywhere.
They deliver to hotels, to local restaurants, to hospitals, to college campuses.
So whether Sysco and U.S. Foods would dominate the, quote, broadline food distribution market isn't really up for debate. The question is, what's a market and who gets to decide? As for this one, the courts will get the final say. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.